The new Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, begins his three-day visit to Washington, D.C. today. Tomorrow, he'll meet with President Obama, and tomorrow night, there will be a state dinner in his honor.
And I'm guessing there's going to be a little conversation about politics at dinner after a lot of politics this week, including some surprises in yesterday's presidential primaries. Bernie Sanders won the Michigan primary, narrowly defeating Hillary Clinton, who was expected to win it. Donald Trump performed best among the Republicans yet again, winning Michigan, Mississippi, and Hawaii. Ted Cruz won the contest in Idaho. And joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the Democrats and Michigan. A big surprise, Bernie Sanders winning there. What do you think propelled him to win Michigan?
Two things, I think, Jeremy. First is the enthusiasm that continues to greet Bernie Sanders' message of political revolution. He uses that phrase. He uses it continually. It has a lot of appeal, particularly among the young, particularly among the angry on the Democratic side, particularly among the disaffected in general. He also has a lot of success with his message against the insider deals, that includes trade deals, that he's been decrying for years, and also against what he sees as the Wall Street establishment and the people that that Wall Street establishment has bought in the political arena. And finally, it's the idea of inequality in the culture in general, which he has been inveighing against for years, and people are really listening to
him. And do you get a sense that this contest on the Democratic side is one that's going to go on for months?
Yes, because even though the delegate math is terribly forbidding for Senator Sanders, the second reason that he got through in Michigan is because the enthusiasm level for Hillary Clinton, not among her hardcore supporters, but among people sort of in the general mushy middle, if you will, is such that they might vote for her in November against a Republican candidate, but they don't feel so much enthusiasm to get them out to vote in a primary. Now, we'll see. That could be different in some of the states coming next Tuesday. But Bernie Sanders is looking particularly strong in Ohio.
Well, some big states coming next Tuesday. That's going to be a very exciting night. On the Republican side last night, another good night for Donald Trump. Here he is on ABC's Good Morning America. He was asked about polls that show that many voters, including Republicans, still dislike him.
They're seeing somebody that's a fighter, which they respect, but they're also seeing somebody that wasn't particularly a nice person, which I am. But I had a fight, and I was being hit very hard, and I fought and you know, beat a lot of people.
Now, there was some thought that Trump had lost some momentum, but apparently not.
Yes, that was the other narrative that didn't fare so well last night. The idea that, on one hand, Bernie was going to start to fade a little bit as we got further into the primaries in the big states in the North, that got blown up. And the other one was that Donald Trump had somehow peaked, that the trajectory was going to turn downward for Trump. And we did not see evidence of that last night, although there is still some in the national polling. We did not see it in Michigan. We didn't see it in Mississippi. He also won out in Hawaii. And of course, one more time, he came out and sort of blew everybody's mind with the show that he put on, showing his wine and his champagne and his Trump steaks and all these other products that he felt had been dissed by Mitt Romney the previous week.
Even though they weren't really Trump steaks that he showed, they were a different brand.
We'll they were get real to that. Steaks.
Yeah, that's its own story all by itself. Now, what about Marco Rubio? What happens with him now? He came in third in Idaho, fourth in Mississippi and Michigan. He's been saying that he's banking everything on Florida next week, but are there questions now about whether he'll even stay in until then?
There are questions about that. Fairly or unfairly, that is going to be asked because it's going to cost him a lot of money to stay in through Tuesday. And there's really no reason to think that he's going to win Florida. Other than that, it is his home state and he needs to. He must. But in the polls, he is not winning it anywhere. Now, of course, big parenthesis here. The polls didn't do us any favors in Michigan. They were all wrong. Some of them were hugely wrong.
Right.
But if they're better in Florida, and there's a lot more polling there, and it does seem to be pretty consistent, Donald Trump has a better chance of winning there. And that, of course, would end Marco Rubio's candidacy. But he has something to run for still. And that is that he is clearly in the running to be vice president. A little hard to see him on a ticket with Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, the other person with a chance of the nomination, clearly a chance of the nomination right now. But John Kasich would be a great fit if somehow John Kasich could break through.
When it comes to Ted Cruz, he got an endorsement today from one of the former presidential candidates, Carly Fiorina. It was a surprise endorsement. She called him a constitutional conservative, which is something he's been touting about himself and a lot of his supporters like about him. What's his path to the nomination at this point?
It's an open convention. He is not going to be able to get the 1,237 delegates he needs to win on the first ballot, but maybe Donald Trump won't either, and maybe there will be a possibility for the delegates to make up their own minds, in which case Ted Cruz hopes to be the second alternative.
But also John Kasich hopes to be the second alternative. Let's listen to him today in Illinois, keeping his message positive.
I'll get the border fixed. We'll protect the border, and we'll make sure that people who came here illegally, if they haven't committed a crime, will pay a fine, and they'll have a path to legalization, but never to citizenship. Then I'm going to fly around the world and visit with the leaders of other countries to tell them that America is back, and I will get that done in the first 100 days in shock and awe, okay?
Now, Ron, we've got another Republican debate tomorrow in Miami. I wonder, after watching Trump last night and hearing what we just heard from Kasich, is it going to be a little friendlier than the last Republican debate?
Not really. In my estimation, they're still going to go after Trump, hammer and tong. It hasn't done Marco Rubio very much good, but Ted Cruz needs to do it. He needs to distinguish himself. But they all do need to earn a little more love, so there'll be a balance there.
That's NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.